Let's focus in on Saturday at Randwick. It's Tab Chipping Norton Stakes Day. Track at the moment is a good four. The rail is true. They're saying maybe a couple of showers tomorrow and maybe a few on Saturday afternoon, but we'll keep that monitored over the next couple of days. But at the moment, no irrigation to take place at Randwick. The track is a good four. So much attention on Winx again. She was so brilliant to win last Monday week, and here she is again 12 days later lining up in the Tab Chipping Norton. Chris Waller this morning and Hugh Bowman spoke to the media out at Rose Hill, and Chris Waller was asked whether he thought the Apollo win had brought Winx along.
It's a hard question to answer. We don't really put her up against the stopwatch as such to say her times have improved, but physically I couldn't be happy with her. She's maintained her weight, and knowing that she's had the benefit of that race and the race pressure, to suggest that the horse has maintained her weight suggests that she's probably muscled up and strengthened up a little bit more. I'm talking small quantities, but at least she's gradually heading forward and certainly maintaining her her brilliance.
I suppose pretty much everyone expected her to win the Apollo, but were you even surprised how dominant she was first up?
I guess so. You never really know what to expect when a horse is having its first start for a season, similar to a sporting team. Doesn't matter how well they're training, what your ability is, they've still got to come out and do it again for a new season ahead. So it was very pleasing to see her not only win, but to be dominant over the concluding stages, and we've got the utmost respect for Hartnell in the third place getter, Endless Drama. So I think there was enough in the race to suggest it was a pretty dominant win, and she's come back in great shape.
So there's Chris Waller after the gallop this morning, virtually wrapped up here by Hugh Bowman on what she did this morning. She's $1.10 with Tab in the Tab Chipping Norton, Hartnell at $8. And then out to the stablemate of Winx, Endless Drama at 15. Here's Hugh Bowman, and he was asked about this morning and also just the last couple of days with Winx.
Didn't expect a great deal this morning. I was out here on Tuesday morning and she did her main piece of work for Saturday's race, and it was very pleasing. This morning it was nothing more than really stretch the legs and have all the cameras watching her to make sure that she's on track, and I think that she showed that she is, and looking forward to the weekend now. I think she's certainly come on from her first up run. She's certainly a bit stronger in her work, a bit more relaxed in her demeanour. So that suggests to me that she's sort of where she needs to be at this stage of the preparation. And, you know, I was quite vocal in my thoughts that she was quite away from where she was last time I rode her, which was sort of leading into the Cox Plate and Cox Plate Day, so in her first up run. But I feel that she's really progressed since the Apollo Stakes. Yeah, we're looking forward to Saturday now.
So there's Hugh Bowman talking about Winx this morning along with Chris Waller, and the big race comes up on Saturday, the Tab Chipping Norton, appearance number 2 for the Australian Turf Club this autumn. Looking forward to seeing her.